It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I think given this opportunity, you take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
Hello and welcome to the Netball Show with Viper 10. I'm Sasha Shipway here in Australia, ready for the Commonwealth Games.
And I'm Andy Lamb, and to try and get a similar atmosphere, I've turned all the lights up and switched off the aircon, just to try and not feel left out.
And I'm Natalie Morris, and with less than a week to go until the Commonwealth Games, there's plenty on this week to get us excited.
That's right. And Sasha, why don't we start by looking at the article you've written for the Red Bull website about ones to watch?
Yeah, exactly. It was actually a really tough article to write because, I mean, as you all know, there's so many incredible players out there and they've all been so impactful in different ways for the teams that they play for, be it internationally or domestically. So it was a real challenge to narrow it down to just seven players. But if you want to take a look at the players that I did pick, just go to the Red Bull website or go to my Twitter page, which is at Sasha Shipway. And it's on there too. And let me know what you think. Would you have picked the same players? And yeah, did you like who I chose?
There are some great names on there and it's got me really excited for next week. I can't wait to see some of these girls get on court and show us what they've got. Really happy that Laura Geitz has made it onto the list. She's a fantastically experienced Aussie player. I love the way she plays and the fact that she's made it back to this level of fitness and this level of skill to get back onto the Commonwealth Games squad after, you know, basically just having her son is so inspirational. I love that. And I can't wait to see what she's going to bring. Also on the list is Serena Guthrie, obviously a huge favourite of all of ours. I love the way she plays. She is incredibly strong, fast, versatile. And she's quite understated in the way she plays. She gets the job done without the need for flair or overly showy performance. She just does what she needs to do to get the ball, to get that interception in any way necessary. Sometimes doesn't look like it's possible at all. So I appreciate that in a netball player and I'm excited to see what she can do.
And what I found interesting about it was the players that weren't on that list and easily could have been. Top of my head, Claire Brownie from the Thistles. England-wise, I'm going to go with Nat because you've already picked Serena and it's always something special to watch her play live, so I think she's really going to embrace the challenge head on. Let's see what she told Wasps before she went.
We definitely want a medal. I know in the previous Commonwealth Games they've got the bronze medal and they've medalled out there, so for me I would love to get a medal. I'm always a big believer of when you make semi-finals, when you qualify, hopefully, fingers crossed, we will do that, that anything can happen, so yeah, I definitely want to come home with a medal.
As for the Welsh side, I'm going to go with Sarah Llewellyn and somebody like Susie Drain, captain of the side. The Welsh squad have really got a nice mix of experienced and that youth in there. If you're following Natalie Pepperell's blogs, especially for us, you'll see that they're just out there, they're having a really good time, and that kind of thing when you're playing games is just seriously going to help them. And I'm going to say I agree 100%. With your choice of having Laura Geitz in there.
Really interested that New Zealand are going to be missing Kayla Cullen because she's become a key player for the Silver Ferns over the last few years. And I can only imagine how disappointed she must be to have been told the week before the games that she can't play. It's like awful, awful news for any athlete to have. And on top of that, New Zealand have had some tough losses recently in terms of games that they've played, especially in the Quad Series when they finished in final place, and normally they've been coming second. So they've had some really tough losses, and obviously they don't have Laura Langman in the squad due to some kind of politics that's going on. So they're a bit of a different squad than we would have expected to see. So I think a lot of eyes will be on them for the Commonwealth Games to see if they can get that second place that matches their world ranking and just kind of see how they do, really. Another big thing that happened this week is that Sharni Layton released a video with 24 about mental health, and it's had an absolutely huge reaction. I think so many people have been so inspired and just really impressed by the fact that she was so honest and able to release this video, which I think you know, can only be beneficial. So what did you make of it, Nat?
It was really moving to see Sharni Layton's video that she posted up on Facebook about her struggles with mental health. I think she spoke so bravely and candidly and openly about something that's incredibly difficult to talk about. There's still a huge stigma around mental health, especially for elite athletes. And I think what she's done is kind of groundbreaking. It's really important to be able to talk openly about mental health. It's kind of crucial to recovery and to helping people deal with it is when it's, you know, not regarded as something shameful or something to be embarrassed about, but is treated the same way as any other illness or injury, as it should be. So I think it's great that she feels strong enough and confident enough to put that battle out there. And I think the Netball family has been incredible on Twitter and on Facebook and have really come together to support her and show her that what she's done is incredibly brave and really useful for everyone else out there who's struggled with depression, with anxiety, with any other mental health illness, to know that firstly, they're not alone. Secondly, it's not something to be ashamed of. And thirdly, there are things you can do. You can overcome it. And there are strategies out there. So we send you all the best, Sharni. And yeah, massive, massive props to you for sending that message out there.
Yeah, as for Sharni, I mean, I think people will appreciate her even more because she's just been 100% honest and brave with it. And thank you as well for all your comments. It would take us probably between now and the opening ceremony if we went through and read every single one. But the thing is, it's similar to when I spoke to Becky. You're really playing at the top of your game and you need your privacy, but also something like this to have that support from everybody around you. The good thing is, though, everybody's shown that this week, and I don't mind admitting, the video that she did got me easily within the first second. As I told you, Sasha, I mean, Sharni, we extend the invitation, but if you're ever over here and wanted a word or just wanted to host an event and do an event, then we would gladly be there for you. Any takers? Yeah, I think everybody just put their hand up there.
All of our sides are now over in Australia preparing for the Commonwealth Games next week. Sasha, have you managed to see anyone yet?
Yeah, I've been following all of the teams really closely on social media to see where they're at. Almost everyone's landed and they're either in Brisbane or on the Gold Coast now, so everyone's pretty close by. And I haven't seen any netballers yet, but I have seen a few athletes around, and there's like all these signs on the coast pointing towards different venues. Like everything is just so well set up and ready to go. You can just feel the Gold Coast getting totally ready to embrace all the athletes and just ready to see some incredible action. I cannot wait. The court and arena just look absolutely amazing, absolutely world class as well, which really makes me wish I was still playing.
We just also really need to thank Sky Sports Netball, who replied to our request on Twitter for a statement after not showing the Tainey Jameson trophy a couple of weeks back. There was obviously a lot of disappointment from the fans online that the tournament wasn't shown, but we appreciate the fact that you've kept the fans up to date with that statement, so thank you for that.
And a bonus is that Manchester Netball Live that sees Thunder take on Wasps has now been brought forward to 2:15 on the same day to allow for TV coverage. So there's more information at manchesterthunder.co.uk, which also has details about being there in person.
Just want to say, go Team North. They beat the South 4-3 in the English University Challenge Cup. Yet, congratulations to Wasps' Lucy Harris. The South beat the North in the netball.
Hi, this is Lucy Harris from Wasps Netball. I've just come off the back of the North versus South English University's Challenge Cup, where I had the great pleasure of captaining the Southern side. So the competition was over the course of 2 days. We had two training sessions in the mornings and two games in the afternoons. The first day, I think we were kind of shaking off some of those Easter cobwebs, and having not really played with each other a huge amount, some of those errors did creep in that game, and the North pipped us to the post on that occasion and won by 4. So the second game, because it was a cumulative score over those 2 days, we had to go out and we had to win by 5. So I think the girls were really fired up, ready to go, and had a point to prove. And we went out and we won by 24, which was an absolutely incredible team effort and a great team performance, and a massive improvement from the start of the first day, which I definitely think is credit to the girls and definitely credit to our coach Mel Mansfield as well. So really, really happy with that team performance. Was really proud of all the girls, and now kind of just looking towards the English University team competitions fixtures over the next few months and the Home Nations Cup this time next year.
Next, we hear from Anna from Team Bath and more from Paige Kindred on Team Northumbria.
We use a word that's called mana, and mana is everything that encompasses you as a being, what you stand for, what makes you get out of bed in the morning to go and train even though you're tired from last night's session.
Play really well, and then we look at the things that help you get there.
I read a book, or I'm reading a book at the minute, and it's all about like your mindset and how you can be champion minded, and there's a quote in it that really stood out to me, and it's, no one's born a winner and no one's born a loser, but everyone is born to choose. And as a team, we decide collectively as a group of females to dedicate our life to training hard. I feel like no matter what your chosen sport is or your pursuit is, whatever you dedicate your efforts to, the most important thing is being part of the right team. Coco Fusion 100, the fusion of nature and lifestyle.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's the Netball Show with Viper 10. First, this week, let's hear from Anna Stembridge from Team Bath, who's been speaking to us and reflecting on their season to date.
Really happy, I think, overall in terms of performances. Obviously, we were bitterly disappointed in terms of the Manchester Thunder game. We knew it was going to be tough, and disappointed not to get over the line, but credit to them. They're a very classy team that are very clinical and hard to take possession of. So I suppose you have to bring your A game against any opponent. But happy with the way in which the girls bounced back. So, yeah, happy in terms of, I suppose, overall going into the season break.
Chelsea, Ebony and Kadeen obviously off to Com Games. You've been on tours, so what's that like when both you get back and the players get back? Are you back with a bit of an extra boost?
Yeah, a really good question. Sort of having been to four Commonwealth Games and being fortunate enough to, I suppose, go with the England squad last time with Cads and Ebbs, it's obviously unknown territory in the sense of having this break in the season. I think England have got the best chance they've ever had in terms of going for gold and being in that final. So I'm hoping the girls are going to come back buoyant and actually, you know, bringing back some real energy and real buzz about their netball. So, yeah, really looking forward to supporting them and also the likes of Chelsea and Zan. But I think it could be a really positive experience in terms of what they bring back, and just looking forward, I suppose, to supporting them and then having them back for the rest of the season.
We can't speak for Tracy, but there'll be a plan, and there's no reason why it can't be England-Australia in the final.
Well, I think, you know, I think that's, if you were a betting person, I think that's what you'd be putting your money on in terms of Australia and England in that final. But we've obviously just seen in terms of Jamaica take the game against New Zealand. So I think it's just going to be so competitive. But like I said, I genuinely believe this is England's best ever chance of getting gold and being in that final.
We've been building well over the last year, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I think it's been, in terms of the core group, I think it's kind of been, again, cliche, written in the stars for us in terms of it's been really building. I think in terms of the experiences they've had over, I'd say, the 4 to 8 years, opportunities they've had in playing, you know, in ANZ, playing against Australia and New Zealand more frequently. So therefore, they get to know the opposition inside and out. And actually, I think it's been really important. The wins that we've had over the last 4 to 8 years, I think, you know, not only England's starting to believe, but I think the opposition are now actually seeing us as a real threat in terms of that gold medal. So I think, yeah, they've got a really good chance, and they genuinely should be in that final this time round.
I was pleased to see that the Blue and Gold will be running some holiday camps over Easter.
Yeah, it's something that we ensure that we put on. We've got camps running both in Exeter and Bath over the Easter period. So Jess Shaw will be running the Bath one and Josie Jans will be running the two in Exeter. And then we've also got some under 15 development days with Asher and Josie. We've already had one in Dorset and Bristol and Exeter and Bath are coming up. So there's lots of stuff. There's a real hive of activity in the southwest. We're running coaching programs as well in terms of our Aspire coaching program. So, yeah, there's a lot of work not only going on in terms of the Super League and the age group stuff, but in our academies and really in the region.
Paige Kindred has been enjoying more court time this season at Team Northumbria. So let's hear her full interview with Andy and there's further reflection on her Bucks Trophy win as part of the Manchester Met uni side.
We worked really hard to get that win. We missed out, obviously, last year. We got to the final. We went and played against Surrey in Bath. And this year we've worked really, really hard. We've obviously come top. We've had a good injection of Amy Clinton and Abby and Makisa, which has just given us that edge again this year. And we've managed to come out on top this year.
It was Gloucester, wasn't it? Did the scoreline reflect the game?
First half, we managed to pull away a little bit, but certainly the second half, it kind of felt the ball was swinging back in two, but we were kind of creeping up and we managed to end up taking the 20-goal win in the end. But at periods of time, I don't tend to look at the scoreboard, to be honest, until I finish a game. It's quite strange, but it didn't feel as though we'd won by that much. They were really fighting till the end.
Very much a proper team effort then.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with me and Amy stepping onto the court a lot more. You know, Amy was seen last year in Thunder and obviously she was given a bit of exposure, but nowhere near the amount this year. You know, she's starting and playing, you know, half a game, if not more. And same with me. I've been putting time onto the court with NSL, so it's just put that extra pressure on our games on a Wednesday. So some of the girls have had to step in and get those wins for us because every game has counted, you know, to that final win that we got. But yeah, it's a complete team effort.
Things and travelling backwards and forwards to Newcastle is tricky at the best of times, but how has that been for you?
Gosh, so my placement's come to an end. I've had 10 hard, long weeks, but the only way that I could make it work this year, being able to play for TN and being here enough to train and actually get the coaching in, was for me to be here. So I know obviously I'm studying at Manchester Met, but I'm based here Monday to Friday, so that 3-hour travel back after placement at, you know, 3 o'clock to play and then 3 hours back, and you know what the trains are like, it ends up being 4.5 hours. Yeah, so that has honestly been, it's a test for me this year. And especially those Thursday trainings after a full day of placement towards the end of the night, you know, I'm really, really flagging, and the girls understand that because they know I'm in placement from 7:30 till as late as I can stay without having to rush off to training, doing 50-hour weeks at placement and travelling back to play on a Wednesday. And especially this year, obviously the big difference for me, putting time out on the court for NSL on a Saturday as well, I could balance my time a little bit better last year because I know I was training with Thunder, but, you know, I was spectating on a Saturday rather than putting the minutes on the court. But it's been really, really tough. But the girls have supported me and I'm just so excited now to start this next chapter of my year. I've really enjoyed doing it and it's tested me and I'm really happy and proud of what I've done so far with TN. And it's been a big jump, not a big step up, having to be responsible for a bib and actually put out performance for the girls. But then I've managed to kind of coast through whilst having all this on. But I'm just excited to, you know, improve and see what I can do in the next couple of months, really.
How important has that support from the uni been then? Incredible.
Absolutely. So I've got a really good mentor. I've got two, really, Callum and Chloe at MMU, who have we met before the year started, and we kind of had a look at the plan, and I expressed my feelings about what I wanted to do this year and how I wanted to make up the change, and I wanted to take that next step up to be getting on the court for NSL, and I knew that to do that I was probably going to have to obviously look elsewhere, which is why I messaged Chi, and with P and with them and with my course leads, we were able to come to a compromise which enabled me to complete my placement here in Newcastle, just working with me to balance my weeks and keep my health up, you know, like with placement, the training and uni, we still had assignment. The university have supported me. They've helped me plan. They've helped me explain to my course leads how important this year is and why this move for me is so vital for me to make that next step. And they've done everything in their power to help me succeed, both in my studies and then also in my sport, which has been brilliant.
How much have you enjoyed the season so far?
You know, I remember so well reading out the starting seven for our first game against Bath, and I was just kind of, it gave me so many emotions. I was excited. I was, you know, I was obviously like scared because I knew who Bath had. I'd seen them play season on season, and I'd seen them obviously play against Thunder and the physicality that they have and the experience that they have. And I was going to be playing against people who I'd never really played against before. I hadn't really been able to gauge how much I'd improved from when I'd played the season before. So I was kind of thinking, am I even ready? But getting that starting seven position bib and going on and playing, and I actually played three positions in that game, and it played centre for one quarter, which was absolutely unheard of. But the confidence that T and Melissa and Vic have displayed that they have for me has just built my confidence so much. And the girls all believe in me, and it's made my game come on so much. But being given the opportunity and being given a chance, it's just been the best thing ever. You know, it was so hard trying to get into that starting seven or even take the court at Sunday. It's really competitive there. The girls are so experienced, and so to come to a new team and train for the months leading up to the season and then being given that opportunity was just amazing. It's been so good.
And maybe not just from the squad's point of view, but from the fans, they would definitely see a difference between game one to where you were recently against Storm.
Yeah, I think these first seven games have just flown by, and each week we've kind of been obviously going back to the drawing board, having a look, talking about what went wrong, talking about what obviously went well, and just trying to kind of take that to the next game. And it's so hard because each game brings a different challenge, and you can't take from one game so much to put into the next, because obviously they've all got completely different characteristics and how you counteract that. And I think we have built as a team. I think at times we've lost a bit of confidence. We've got the capacity to do so, so well, and that's the most frustrating thing. And a lot of the time when we've had the dip in the game isn't due to a team completely shutting down or combining what we're doing. It's just our error rate and having that mental resilience at times, and we've questioned all of the things that it could be, and it's just about us as a squad after this break, after the hard work that we're going to put in, coming together and really sticking to task and implementing and being confident in each other and finishing off our job, because we've taken, you know, the big teams till halfway, and we've shown that we can compete with the physicality, and we can compete with the game and the speed, and we can put the ball past the big contenders for the top four. But then we just don't maintain it. So it's been really hard, but we're hoping, and we're really, really raring to go for after the break to get our first win.
And the victory's close, though.
It's just been really, really hard, and it's just how we deal with the losses as well. And it's strange, but I'd only ever really realised till I came that obviously I'd been with Thunder from 14 all the way through under 19s. Thunder's been was a top team. We won, I think, four out of five or five out of six of the leagues. And then coming through to Super League, placing at least in the top three for the season that I was there. Been with Tameside Prem, who've always done really well, and Trafford before that. And so I've always been within good, solid teams. And so and never really have had to experience, you know, continuous losses and challenges mentally in that respect. So it's been really interesting how I've had to kind of deal with that and how it's actually made a big difference being part of the team this year. And we do bounce back from a win as a group. And even though we haven't known each other for not that long, we do really come together. And I know it's cheesy, but we don't have segregation within the team. We don't have like little cliques or whatever. I know there's some in some places quite a big age gap. Can we say that? but we honestly do really come together and work for each other when we do have those losses. But it's been interesting to see and experience that myself. But yeah, we've got what it takes, and we all know that, and it's just about us doing it, coming off and being happy with our performance.
And with it being the Easter holidays, there's plenty of camps taking place at the moment and chances to train with your favourite Super League players. I absolutely wish I had this opportunity when I was a young teenager, just getting to grips with the game. So Yaz Parsons from Storm is coaching some over Easter, and Rhiann from Pass and Play told us how we can get involved.
Rhiann, great news. There's going to be a new Pass and Play camp this Easter. First question, how much organising do these kind of things take?
There's quite a lot of organisation that goes on in the background. I would say when we first started them, there was a lot more organisation. And when you have your courts and things and the schools that you use, you've already got those in place. So once that's done, it makes life a bit easier. But it's always organising the coaches, organising schedules, organising schools to send out information to let people know of it. Because that's the main thing, is letting people know that these camps are on. And what a good opportunity it is for girls to be able to come along and learn from some of the best players out there.
The nice thing is you've got a rota of quality players you can call on.
I know. I am very lucky to have most of the Storm players are teachers, so they'll have half term and things, and other same as well. You've got most Super League players in general are teachers or coaches. So at half term and things, they are around to do coaching, which is we always make sure we've at least got one or two Super League players at our camp.
And Yaz from Storm, she's signed up and she's the latest.
Really excited, actually. I haven't been able to persuade Yaz before to do a camp. And this Easter, she's going to come down and do three different of our camps, actually. And the best thing with it is that Yaz is actually a Hampshire girl herself. So she grew up in Hampshire. She grew up in the area, still plays Prem for Blades down in Southampton. And so these girls have seen her play Prem, seen her play Super League, and kind of think that that could be them in the future as well, because she's gone through the same roles and the same path that they are themselves.
And you can't really get over the fact that if you come along at one of these camps, you're going to be taught by somebody that you see on TV week in and week out, or one of your netball heroes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of the younger girls sometimes, we tell them who they are, but I think they don't really know who they are. But definitely when we run the elite camps with the older girls, I think it really, really does inspire them. And sometimes they're a bit starstruck almost, because they are watching them on Sky, like you say, week in, week out.
Have you got further information on dates?
Yes, definitely. We have, we've got quite a few camps running over half term.
Go for it.
We've got the 4th, 5th and 6th of April is at Prince's Mead School in Winchester. And Yaz and Talissa Haynes will be there. Then we've got the 9th and 10th at Weydon School in Farnham. We've got Sam Houghton, who's actually the Surrey Storm under 17 coach, and Yaz at that camp. Same, both of them are doing Perrins Elite Camp, so that's for older club players, and that's in Winchester as well. And then also on the 12th and 13th, we have a camp running in Essex, which is Old Storm captain Becky Trippick organises, and that's at Chelmer Valley in Chelmsford.
Easiest way to find out. Is that going to be the website or Twitter?
Yeah, you don't have to remember any of those off by heart. If you either go to www.passandplay.co.uk or you can go to passandplay1 on Twitter.
Next week it's the Commonwealth Games, and we're going to be looking forward to bringing you the latest from the Gold Coast, hopefully on a daily basis, and the best in special interviews with players.
Keep up to date with everything that's going on, as we will be live tweeting at The Netball Show, and regular updates and ways to subscribe via thenetballshow.co.uk.
And thankfully, the games will be shown online via the BBC Interactive Red Button, and we've pinned a list of times and the links to when they're going to be shown at the top of the Twitter feed. And before we go today, congratulations to Caroline Barker, who's been named as part of the commentary team for the Games. Really good to see. See you next episode.
It'll be a new season, new set of challenges.
I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward.
I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.